said you're gonna itch yourself to death.
Well, some of them do something. Mine hurts all the time.
What
herpes
you say,
zoster?
Yes, I'm like that.
Just had one doctor to call the real, what they call it, you know, it, and the same name is in your insurance policy, the name of this, and it ain't called shingles, nothing else.
Oh, that's another one. You just think you're going to itch yourself to death, don't you?
Yeah,
no, it works in different forms. Now,
it's a nervous disease.
It's a nervous disease. It worked on my nerves. Came right around from the backbone right around here, right around all these ribs. And it's there right now. I've taken a chill with it the 25th day of last January, and I'm still suffering. Right, it's going on 7 months now. And I want to tell you something else, see. Young doctors that we're using on everything today, that's treating everything coming and going in that, in these hospitals, they don't know how to treat it. I don't know when I'd have got straightened out, but I got an old retired doctor, 80 years old, 2 weeks ago. About 2 weeks ago. And he's the only one who's done me any good. These other doctors taking my money and tried, but
you know,
they wasn't doing me any good.
Interesting. They'll always take your money.
You bet you.
You should give you a quick shot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that annoys me.
And that's why we were talking this morning, too, about going and seeing the patient that's been through with the same doctor she's with. I'd love to know what he thinks about it.
I like to have the doctor give me a diagnosis. Say, here's what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he may have a Latin name that long, and I may not understand it.
That's right.
But if he tells me that, I've got confidence. But if he simply says, you need a shot of penicillin, I wonder.
Yeah, if he knows what he's doing, you know.
Well, just the symptoms.
Penicillin is not to use. If it happens to be the medicine for what you've got, well, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But if it isn't, well, still that penicillin don't hurt you.
Well, it can, though.
It can.
Yeah.
It breaks some people out.
My little daughter had the trouble with her ears. She'd get ear infections about every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We'd take her down, and she got so much penicillin, and now she's allergic to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if she ever needs it, she can't have it.
Well, we eventually about my disease, we have just gradually, it's all new to us, we just gradually learned to write some more about it by making inquiries and calling. There's a lot of people goes a year with this disease that I've got.
Did you ever go to a neurologist about this?
No.
We don't have any in Stillwater. I like our family physician now, though. He'll send us to men who should know. He'll give us a diagnosis. I never know what he's talking about.
Well, that's the trouble. Speaking of Stillwater, I want to ask you about that veterinary hospital there.
I think it's a good one.
You think it's a good one? 2 years ago this summer, or would it be 1 year ago? 2 years ago. We have an acquaintance out here west of town. He had the prettiest horse you nearly ever saw. He's a very young horse. We have 3 veterinaries here. I guess they treated that horse for a week or over. Finally threw their hands up. And one of them suggested to the owner of the horse, he said, why don't you take him to Stillwater? See if they can find him. What's the matter? And Dr. Vernon says, or this champion said to him, said, well, put a call in up there and see if we can get him in. Tell him what you think about the deal. Well, he did. And he asked them some questions they couldn't answer. But they remarked and suggested they'd like to have the horse.